This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day at 8:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. And that's, of course, United States Fire Department Racing. We race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments from all over the country. What a huge show. Standing by, Robbie Bobby McClendonshire with D&D Cycles out of Pensacola. He's bringing the circus to Five Flags Speedway next weekend. It's the very first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. It's a two-hour endurance race on the road course and the oval with front-wheel drive cars. And also, as if that's not exciting enough, the motorcycles will be racing too. We're going to have all the information. Also joining us for the first time on the show, Russell Lovett. He has his own show, racing show called Motorsports Weekly out of Georgia. You can hear it online on the Performance Motorsports Network. He's also going to work with Childhood Cancer. It's called Thumbs Up for a Cure Foundation. We're going to learn a little bit about some of the racing that's going up in Georgia, what he covers, and also a little bit about that. John Cohorn, that is going to also be with us. Now, he races the motorcycles that will be at Five Flags Speedway next Saturday morning. So we'll learn a little bit more about the bikes that are running in the Sweat Hog Grand Prix and how exciting is it going to be. A lot of these guys, a lot of them run on dirt a lot, but also, you know, you'll see them at Mobile sometimes in Five Flags Speedway. We'll learn all about it. And Billy Bob and Sue Otto joined Kane Motorsports at the Women's and Children's Hospital Monday with also Red Dog Reynolds, Kyler Bean, and a few other drivers and some great folks. And we'll talk about the Ratty Rods of the South and the kids. And we help put big smiles on their faces at the Women and Children's Hospital. Great day that was Monday. So Merry Christmas to everybody. You got that done. And hopefully you had a great, great holiday. A lot of people still off. So more than likely, you're not going to be working next week. You probably got time off. Saturday morning, you've got to see this brand new thing that we're talking about. The Sweat Hog Grand Prix at Five Flags Speedway. This has become bigger than what I think a lot of folks, including the guy who started it, thought it would be. Robbie Bobby McClendonshire. Good morning, Robbie, man. You're a week away, and we're looking at a 40-car field. Wow.
Yeah, man, it's going great. Thanks again for having me on. I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, let's talk about what this is. We were just talking off the air. Your shop, D&D Cycles, and everything that you guys do with the racing, you've got 6 cars in this thing.
Yeah, it's been a lot more effort than we thought. We originally were just going to put one car together and say, okay, well, here's our entry into the deal, just so it looked like we're obviously supporting it.
Oh, sure.
And then one thing led to another. My mom was like, hey, you don't think I'm going to miss out on this, do you? So we got her a car, and then, of course, it's like friends and more friends and more friends. Heck, one of the guys that one of our professional motorcycle racers from Georgia is coming down to drive one of the cars, so we built him one. Then my longtime friend slash brother from another mother, Fly Dog Racing himself, Reggie Barnsdale's got himself a Sunfire.
Wow.
And then just the other day, another friend picked up a Cavalier, so we've got another car to build from the ground up in less than a week.
Wow. So. And let's talk about the build. Now, this is a brand new thing. How did the Sweat Hog Grand Prix come about? Because it's a great idea, and you shared it last week on how you kind of saw this somewhere else, and you've kind of taken your idea, mixed it with it, and ran, and it's been widely popular.
Yeah, you know, I've just watched online videos of the race called the 24 Hours of Women's, which is, you know, kind of like just having cheap fun racing in crappy cars. So I was thinking, and I talked to Tim Bryan at Five Flags. We kind of came together and said, you know what, we need to give the racers, the fans, the crews, just people a fun race. Even though we all take racing seriously, it doesn't matter if two of us racers are in Walmart together. We got our buggies next to each other.
That's right.
You know how we are.
Yep.
So, but we said, hey, man, let's just make it to where we can have as much fun and everybody's got a smile on their face, whether or not they're in first or 10th.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what we came up with, man. There's nothing really cheaper than Craigslist junk cars. So, you know, with minimal preparation, obviously safety is a concern, so we wanted to put some 5-point harnesses in them, and fire extinguishers. But we didn't want people thinking that they needed to go and take a car down to the bare frame and start building it up. So, you know, we've had lots of support from our local junkyards, Butler U-Pull at Angela's Auto Parts, Fairfield Auto Parts, and whatnot. And now this just taken off, man. I've gotten calls from from used car lots that are entering in there. I mean, some used car lots like First Choice Automotive and Frontier Motors who have really, really nice cars for sale, but they said, dude, we're picking up some junkers and we're going racing too, man. So there's nothing cooler than people to say, hey, man, we like what you're doing, because it, you know, obviously it's a big risk on Mr. Tim's side and, sure, and my side, because, you know, we've never done this before, and the last thing we want is to get there and two people show up.
Right, and it's going to be so much bigger than that, and Tim has really helped out the fans as well, because it's only $20 getting into pits, but here's the best part. $5 bill gets you into the stands, and this is going to be something that people are going to be talking about for a while. And if you don't have plans Saturday, this is going to be great.
Oh, for sure, man. I've had a few people ask me the prices, and they had to take a double take. They were like, they said $5 for, I mean, think about it. It's all day of excitement and fun, because we've got the motorcycles coming up. We want to give the fans, like, hey, there's not going to be much downtime. We're going to have motorcycle practice, then the car race, then the motorcycle races, wham, bam, 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 you know, so They'll feel like not only did they get a great deal, but heck, they would have happily paid $10, $15 to get in, but they got more than their money's worth.
Well, and I saw on, if you go to fiveflagspeedway.com, you can find out a lot of information, several stories about this event. It says lineup will be a blind draw, and the race will start F1 style. Explain what that is to the fans.
Yep, basically, another way to add to the excitement and suspense. There's absolutely no practice. We're going to go our little pills, and we're going to line up on the first straightaway, just like F1, it's a standing start.
Oh, man.
As much as we love our pace cars, they're unnecessary for this. We're going to, you know, we're just doing something. We're throwing out the race car, the oval track rule book, and we're just giving people something completely different and exciting. And, you know, we really do hope that so far everybody's kind of taken to it, because in the spirit of fairness, some people can't afford to come just for practice, you know, so there's no practice or anything. And with guys coming from St. Louis already pre-registered to race, you know, they're, you know, it wouldn't be fair to them. And heck, I think it's going to be kind of neat. We're all going to be wondering, all right, did we pick the right tire pressure? You know, that's really the only adjustment we can make is tire pressure anyway. But, you know, it's going to be exciting, that's for sure. We're going to figure out who can figure it out fastest.
Well, how did Eager Beaver get involved? They're also now a big part of this.
Oh, man, Jacques is just absolutely great, man. Mm-hmm. He's really, really, really big with community support stuff. From the Island Fights, he's always sponsored those things, which we have a lot of local MMA guys doing that. Yeah. And I approached him and said, hey, man, I know you like to do this kind of thing, and you like to get your name out there and unique stuff. And he said, man, what do I got to do? So he's going to be building a really cool push truck just for the event.
Oh, wow.
And he's just a very passionate guy, man, and he's actually doing a scholarship foundation in Pensacola, so he's got so much stuff going on. He's like a do-it-all kind of guy, and he does nothing halfway. Everything he does, he's like, man, if I'm going to help you, we're going 100%.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's just been incredible.
We're talking with Robbie Bobby McClendenshire with D&D Cycles out of Pensacola, also with now Five Flag Speedway with the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. Again, what a great idea it is, but yeah, we have to not forget about our motorcycles. I mean, everyone's talking about how this is going to be an exciting race for the cars, but explain, this is a little different for what these cycle guys are used to, at least running in just this area.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's of course, you know, motorcycles are my number one passion, as well as my livelihood. But you know, we have a place in Tim Bryan's heart as well. He has us run the ovals under the Smars series, and I said, man, during this downtime, we're going to have, you know, let's get to motorcycle races. So we put together a small class list. There are going to be five different classes, from everything from mini bikes, which is going to be probably one of the best races of all, the mini stock class, picture the Craftsman Truck Series, and the big wrecks they're going to have. I hope we don't have wrecks, but the mini bike, mini stock class, I'm expecting probably at least 20 to 30 bikes in that race.
Ooh.
You're going to see some drafting very slowly, I might add.
Yeah.
But you won't see more bar banging action than that. And we've got classes going all the way up to full on, you know, 70 horsepower professional bikes going 120 miles an hour, going into the first corner sideways, smoking the tires.
That is unreal. And now let me ask you, as a motorcycle guy, What kind of setup do you guys have to try to throw at this? Because this is totally different, because you're running on the road course, which has some little bit of elevation, but then you also got to think about when it comes out in between 3 and 4, you're into that tight turn of 4 and back on the straightaway. Are there different kind of setups you guys are thinking of throwing at this, or how do you kind of balance that out?
You know, it's kind of like the car race, man. Yeah. It's so much different than anything we've done. I imagine, and I'm sure, you know, John Cohorn, he's coming up soon, and some of our veterans, they'll have a little bit better idea than we will. You know, John's been around a long time, so I'm guessing he's going to have a similar style to his road race setup.
Yeah.
But with some of these corners, and I know you're familiar with what we're going to call the old fuel shed corner,
That's
an off-cambered downhill right-hander.
Yeah.
And I went and laid out the course, and I'll be honest with you, it was a little bit sketchy. On my warm-up lap, that corner was so tricky, I crashed my bike on that corner.
Wow.
You know, when we were just supposed to be out there just laying out the course. So it's going to call out a lot of people, and that's where road race style might be an advantage or it might be a disadvantage. So I imagine the fans are going to see a mixture of foot-out, full-on flat-track style to everything in between and up to road race style with, you know, like John Cohorn. We call him the master of that, because you can watch him throw a bike off in a corner with his knee down, sliding both wheels.
And
everything in between. You know, we've got some really, really, really fast guys supposed to be coming out for this, and you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I know you're giddy. I'm thinking about it.
I know. Your hair raises up a little bit. And now, again, this is a serious competition for the money. $1,000 first prize for the cars, but also you've got another prize for the cars, and you're really encouraging these guys to make them look wild.
Oh man, yeah. It's a little bit in the grand scheme of things, but it's a $100 bill in your pocket for the person that makes their car look. I mean, you can call it the silliest, the dumbest, the crappiest, the funniest. It doesn't matter. We don't necessarily want somebody coming out just there with a paint job and a number slapped on the side. We want the kids in the stands to say, "I'm rooting for that guy with the stuff hanging off the side of it," or the paint job with 40 different colors. I want everything on it, you know. So.
I can't wait until people see your car. That's all I'm going to say. I've been wanting to show people this picture, but I've kept it down. You got a cool-looking car, and I'll just leave it at that, brother.
Oh, man, yeah. There's some other ones. Austin O'Connor from Emerald Coast Cycles, one of our other sponsors, he's driving one, and all I'm going to say is shake and bake.
I think I saw the pictures on Facebook. You're right. Well, again, give us the rundown of what's happening there next Saturday, Swenhog Grand Prix at Five Flag Speedway. You're looking at 40 front-wheel drive cars to start up, and also, of course, you've got the Supermoto motorcycles. But what time does everything get started for the fans one more time?
Yeah, absolutely, man. For the early birds, if you want to get there and watch us unload and whatnot, gates are going to open at 8 a.m. for practice. For pit-in. Motorcycle practice will start at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have from 10 to 11 motorcycle practice, and then we're going to take a lunch break at 11. Then we're going green right after noon.
So, if
you're going to get there, just want to watch the car race and the motorcycle races, try and get there around 11, 11:30, and that'll make sure you're good to go. And again, it's only $5 to come watch.
Yeah, and if I wasn't going to be announcing this huge, huge race, I'd be out there with a car for sure. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we'll probably pack the stands. $5, and everyone's already itching. I've been watching on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, everybody working on their car. And as you know down here, Robbie, there really isn't much of a downtime as far as the season goes. Within the next month and a half, we'll be testing new cars, and we'll be racing in March.
Oh, for sure, man. And I really can't wait to hear you announcing, because I have a feeling it's hard to understand you with your giggling so much.
I'm going to have fun, and we're going to make it exciting, brother. I can't wait. Well, man, get back out there in the shop and finish those cars, brother, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning right before the event.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us, and thank you, everybody, and I hope to see you all out there.
It's going to be huge. Again, it's coming up next weekend at Five Flags Speedway. It's going to be awesome. Still to come, we've got John Cohorn, one of the racers in the motorcycles. Billy Bob at Sioux Auto helped us take some toys to the kids at the Women's Children's Hospital. And I can't wait to talk with Russell Lovett. Yep, he's got his show up in Georgia. It's called Motorsports Weekly. We're going to learn a little bit about what he does with his show and also some of the racing up north. Hang on. The show, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by great sponsors, including Five Flags Speedway, again, the Swenhog Grand Prix two-hour endurance race on the road course and the oval with front-wheel drive cars and the motorcycles out there. That's next Saturday. Thank you to those guys. Mobile International Speedway also. If you're looking, go to mobilespeedway.net. They've got the brand-new rules package set up out there. Sunny South Raceway also in Grand Bay. If you go to sunnysouthraceway.org, they've got all the information there about their season coming up. And also, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Dewey, we're bringing you our Motors Monday. So we're excited. And if you've got, whether it be a ratty rod, a race car, go-kart, dragster, Dewey can find all the power. And yeah, it's going to be legal. Thank you also to all the sponsors with Kane Motorsports. As you know, we had a great day this past Monday with Billy Bob and Sue Otto. They joined Kane Motorsports at the Women's and Children's USA Hospital. And we're going to talk with them shortly. They brought a couple of the ratty rods of the South out, which was awesome. We had our vintage car out there, and we put some smiles on some kids' faces. It was great to give back. And one of the guys that also gives back, not in this area, but up in Central Georgia, has a show very similar to this. Also does a lot of work with childhood cancer, and we've been talking on Facebook. So I'm really excited to bring in someone who does very same thing, not on the Gulf Coast, but in Central Georgia. And Russell Lovett joins us, and you can hear his show. It's called Motorsports Weekly online at PerformanceMotorsportsNetwork.com. Russell, good morning, and man, it's like a brother from another mother. You know, welcome to the show.
Oh, man, it is good. It's glad to be part of a show, and it's good to see that shows sort together through different entities, and it's all for the same thing, helping kids out and everything. It's good to see that shows can work together. They help promote the same thing and help promote each other. It's just like we're all out here for one good cause, and that's to get the word out, and that's one of the best things you could ever ask for.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's talk about, for people down here along the Gulf Coast, we're in a tri-state area, people listen in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. You've been in racing for a while, but I want to talk a little bit about what you guys do on your racing show, how you got involved. I know your dad was big into racing parts and things like that. Explain the story to the fans down here.
This thing I get asked the most is, how did Motorsports Weekly come about?
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting at one of my local tracks, 441 Speedway in Dublin, Georgia, and I was sitting there in the stand with some friends of mine, and they said, you know, I'm sure they'd learn a lot more about that driver besides just hearing his name called out and where he's from on racetrack. I said, well, that gives me an idea. So I went home and started doing some research, and that's when I started my show up on Blog Talk Radio, say 4 years ago, and I said, well, this is my chance to give back to the fans, let them hear about their local drivers, and give them a chance to thank the sponsors, because that's something they rarely get a chance to do anymore, and this way it helps give the sponsors a boost, and where it's a win-win for the situation. The fans get to learn about a driver, and the driver gets to thank the sponsors, and the sponsors give them some airtime, so it's a win-win situation. That's how Motorsports Weekly came about.
Oh, that's awesome. And Russell, you're doing it the right way, and that's kind of how we came out with Full Throttle Racing down here. It's great, because if you're not in the top one, two, or three in your class, your sponsors aren't going to get hurt at the track. I mean, it's just that simple. But if you get an avenue like this, we encourage folks that want to be on the show to find us on Facebook or email us, and we'll get you on. That's what it's all about. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you guys do up there. What kind of racing do you guys cover? What's big up there?
Well, dirt racing is the biggest thing around here. Yeah. I'm going to say in 2.5 hours, I can probably hit maybe 10 dirt tracks, maybe two or three, maybe two asphalt tracks that may be racing. So within a 2.5-3 hour range, I got a bunch of area I can hit and cover.
Man, that's awesome. And, of course, as a racing show guy, you're a fan as well. I always say, hey, we're just got the best jobs in the world. We're fans with a microphone, right?
Oh, that is right. And you've got to bring up something about how it is with helping and using. This is what I want to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
I sit here one day, and I had a little girl. I'd watch her Facebook page. She was smoking off. Her name was Nikki Shimbrello.
Mm-hmm.
She, her Facebook page was kept off. I said, well, this girl looks like she needs a little shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
I booked her. I try to keep my show booked a month in advance, and yes, that's tough to do.
Yeah.
And she sat there and called me 2 weeks before the show saying, Mr. Love, you may want to cancel. She said, why? She said, well, I've never done radio. I said, well, how can we fix this? I said, I'm not going to cancel your show. You tell me how we fix it. She said, well, I want to know, will you call in and we do mock interviews for 15 minutes each day, because each driver gets 2 13-minute segments unless I have to book each driver for so long, and then I just run 4 drivers as long as you're booking 2.
Yeah.
I said, well, here's what we're going to do to help that out. I'm going to work with you 15 minutes a day,
wow,
each week up into the show. And then the very last Sunday, I told her we'd do one more Sunday before the show, so I know you're ready. And I called her up. I said, you ready to go? She said, yes. I said, okay, we couldn't stop now. She said, why? I said, you just done 45 minutes with no break.
Wow.
You should be able to handle your 2 13-minute segment. No problem. She has thanked me ever since. She has took and gone with it and has got a couple of sponsors. I told her how to use it to make her own, how to use it for marketing, and she had done come up with two spots. She thanked me for what I did for her because it helped give her confidence and everything else to really help get her racing program off the ground, and that's what I'm here for, to try to help the youngsters get on the air, help them with interview skills and all, to where they can get themselves out. I mean, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, and that's what we do down here, too. So it's so awesome to see you doing the same thing in Central Georgia. And let's talk about, you know, Kane Motorsports is just deeply involved with several folks, and our sponsors have come on board as well. McDonald's, Pull Apart, we've got the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing that just gave us yesterday a $600 check for a young girl who just has just had brain surgery in Birmingham. Her name is Charlie, and she's doing better, not quite out of the woods by any means, but it's just great to be able to give back. And you guys do the same thing. I'd like to learn a little bit about the Thumbs Up for a Cure Childhood Cancer Foundation that you partnered with.
Okay, yes, I partnered that with Mr. Reese and Michael Arp out of the Tennessee area. Mr. Reese is out of Gainesville, Georgia. He's the founder of the foundation and all. And the foundation was founded in 2011. Remember, Ricky Grooms III, who was a five-year-old who fought DIPG, a tumor on the brainstem, which ended up being fatal. So that's where it all started, and as of late, we just this past week, we have lost two members. One was Grant Terrell, and I'm kind of hard to remember the other one, but they were 3 and 4 years old, dying of cancer. So we're a little down into, we're not really down into dumps. It's just get us all a drive to get back further.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have worked with over 800 kids worldwide with everything from Smilebox, tilt with chemo, life flights, housing and treatments. Last week's fundraisers, now we're getting ready to take them to the racing level. So there's a lot of kids out there that love racing that do have the cancer. We want to give them a chance as well to, on the racing side, to be a part of it.
Oh, there's nothing like it when you can bring a child and their family out to the racetrack and you see the joy in their eyes when they see the cars go by. And, and we're doing the same thing. And, Russell, it's just so awesome to see folks like you all over the country doing this. And your show is huge, and you've got a huge area, a lot of people that you deal with. So, Russell, we're just thrilled to kind of partner with you. I think we need to do some stuff throughout the year, and I know we're going to. What would you tell, and I have a lot of people when we have on these drives, and we talk, we've got anywhere from NASCAR to IndyCar drivers, a lot of folks on the local level as well. But one of the final questions I like to ask is, for anyone getting into racing, let's say a young driver, what would be the one piece of advice you would give that person?
I'd let them know that it's just a tough sport. It's going to be tough to deal with. But if you want to find yourself getting sponsors, you need to learn how to interview.
Mm-hmm.
Because interview is something they're going to want to see how you're going to react if you're able to get around the media. They want to know how you're going to react towards your sponsors, how you act in interview situations, because you never know when a mic's going to get stuck in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to interview is your way to get sponsors and everything else, because that's one of the skills they're looking for these days. They want to see how you're going to react in front of a TV camera or a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the world has turned to. So, and they're going to be looking at your social media pages. I mean, you've got to keep your pages down to earth. You got to keep them right. You got to watch what you're saying, because that sponsor's looking, whether you realize it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they're looking for you to even start to sign with you. So you've got to keep yourself clean on social media, and you really need to learn how to interview.
Yeah, and with those, like you said, and if you can do those things and kind of do that, I guess that's the way to get sponsors. And again, you also got to give back a little bit. I think that's what's helped our motorsports down here as well. Well, Russell, again, give us one more way that we could listen to your show down here on the Gulf Coast.
Okay, here's what you can do. It's just a worldwide show. We're 50 states and several countries wide. So, I mean, I've done shows where I focused on drivers in, over in Eastern Europe and in Australia. So here's what you can do. You can find us on our website at theperformancemotorsportsnetwork.com. We've got a click to listen live button. You can listen to us that way, or you can sit there and click and download all the apps. We've got apps for the smartphones, Androids, and everything. We're on AHA and iTunes and all. And another good way that you can also do that, my shows are Tuesdays at 7 to 8 p.m. They're one-hour shows. Wednesdays from 4 to 5, Thursday and Friday, 11 to midnight. So all those late-night racers working in the shop got a chance to listen. They can listen to the show on Thursday and Friday nights while they're working in the shop. So it's a real good fan base. It's a real good base radio station. We're one of the top internets out there. And I love being with the guys. I mean, I've got good producers and everything to back us up to make us one of the top-notch stations out there.
Well, Russell, we're excited to see what you're doing up there, and we can't wait to partner with you a little bit next year. You have a great new year, and keep that racing alive in Central Georgia, brother.
Well, I will. You too. Like I said, we will stay in touch, and we will work together on this all together. That we're collective. We're doing it all for the kids. and childhood cancer, like we say, we're going gold. So let's keep right. our friendship together. Let's work together in 2015.
I love that.
Make a big difference.
Go with gold, brother. You betcha. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, you too.
There you go, Russell Lovett. And that's awesome, man. Doing the same thing we're doing here up there. Motorcycles are coming with the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. It's time to talk Supermoto. Hang on. John Cohorn's next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. We've got several drivers along the Gulf Coast that are part of that. We bring our race cars out to the fire departments for fundraisers, help them bring money and awareness to those guys who help us out all the time. Some birthdays that are some race car drivers' families. Congratulations. Happy 17th birthday to TJ Kelly from Tim Kelly and Kelly Motorsports. Those guys, again, Tim's a great guy, runs a Stinger all over the place. And Hunter Milligan, happy birthday to you too, brother. Big fans of the show and also good folks there. So we've been talking this morning about what's going to be the circus at Five Flags Speedway next Saturday. I'm really excited. And like I said, when I announce, I really get into it like I do here on the show. I wish I was driving, but I'll be announcing for this big thing they call the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. First annual race at Five Flags Speedway. And we've been talking about the 40, I should say, front-wheel drive cars that started up Saturday morning at noon. But beyond that, you know that Bobby McClendonshire is a motorcycle guy, so he had to bring those guys in, and I'm glad he did. We've got John Cohorn, one of the guys that's going to be racing, and I was just talking off the air with you, John. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You also had an accident near the same place that Robbie did, and you not really tore up the bike, but yourself, brother. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
Well, what happened?
Well, basically, I went out there with no tire warmers, and we were just circling the track to get a feel for the flow of it and make sure it was going to be okay for the rest of the guys, and got into one of the corners, picked the throttle up just a tick too early on cold tires, and next thing you know, and I'm at 180 spin, and I'm going down backwards in second gear.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting. Messed up my pelvis a little bit, dislocated his shoulder, and messed up my right elbow, but I'm good. I'm ready to go.
What do you expect? Yeah, what are you expecting for this? Because this is something that it blows me away to see you guys. Because some of the guys, and I don't know what they call me, so you can educate me. But you've got where the sparks fly off the shoes when you come through the turn. Some of those guys have the metal on there, and does that help to balance the bike?
The hot foot. Some guys use that. I ride road race style, so I ride my knee out. But on tighter courses, like what we'll be running through the infield at Five Flags, it'll be probably a combination of both. The higher speed stuff, I'll probably use knee out, and then on the tighter corners, I'll do foot out.
And you guys will be shooting sparks at your feet when it happens, which is just crazy to look at. So, I mean, it's something. What about these bikes that you guys are doing? And I asked Robbie, he said, well, really, you want to ask John about this. The setup, and obviously, you just mentioned before, tire warmers. That's something you see like F1 cars do. You don't have them on NASCAR. You don't see much from the pro late model guys. But that makes a huge difference for the compounded tires you guys use. And you have different compounds for different tracks. Can you explain a little bit about what you guys think you're going to be doing with those and how the tire warmers work?
Well, basically on a Supermoto setup, which are basically dirt bikes with street tires on them, they're converted, we'll be running tire warmers just to try to get some heat in the tire because of the fact that the bike is so light.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start out on a colder tire, it's a lot more prone to slide. So if we start out the race with a warmer tire, obviously we'll have a little better grip, and it'll help get the compound at the temp quicker.
Well, how did you get started running motorcycles?
I started riding motorcycles when I was about 14, against mom's demand, wishes.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. That's how I played drums.
Yeah. that's the way it went, and now I own a motorcycle business, Turn 1 Performance in Milton. And so she's really, really not too thrilled, but she's gotten accustomed to it after about 30 years.
Wow,
so,
Well, what do you guys do at the shop there?
At the shop, we do performance tuning. We do road race setup. I do have a dyno. We're a tuning center for Dynajet, have been for over 14 years now. And I've got about 35 years now in the industry. So
wow, that's amazing. So anyone who wants to really soup up the bikes, which are already quick, bring them to you guys. You can make them that much better. And then some of these bikes that we'll see, I believe, Robbie was saying you have five different classes of bikes. Are some of them, they'll only be from the mini bikes to street bikes all the way up to, as he says, the supermoto bikes. What are the difference between them? Is it engine package and weight? Is it the size?
Yes, the style of the bike, there's a difference. In the 250 class, you'll see like Ninja 250s, CBR 250Fs, that sort of bike, which is more of a sport bike.
Right.
In the supermoto class, obviously, we have the bikes that are converted with road race setup, wheels, tires, 17-inch wheels. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more maneuverability with that machine over a sport bike setup. And then in the mini class, there'll be a difference in CCs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have probably bikes from CRF-150s on down to actual CRF-50s made by Honda. And that'll be converted with us big guys on.
Us big guys on, you say. And you've got girls and you've got kids, and the motorcycle community is huge in the racing area. I mean, granted, we don't talk about it as much here. We do a lot of oval and car stuff. But when you guys come, it is so exciting. And I talk to the fans in the stands, and they really love you guys. You guys put on a great show. And what I like is the fact that you guys can run handlebar to handlebar. I've seen you guys actually push off each other. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My most memorable race at Five Flags Speedway was me, Rob McLennan, and I forgot his name.
Is it Van?
Van Rayburn.
Yeah, Van, yeah.
Van Rayburn coming off of turn four in the last lap.
Yep.
Elbow to elbow.
Yep.
And, I mean, we were literally within, you know, rubbing elbows, me and Van Rayburn come off that corner. It was a blast. I mean, that's the kind of racing we enjoy there.
Yeah, and the thing is you guys race with each other all the time, and you can explain this as well. The racing community on the track, well, you know what, you're going for all of it. But if you're in the pits, you need a part. It's just like it is with the four-wheel guys. You guys help each other out left and right, and you guys are friends off the track, obviously.
Oh, yes, definitely. Even though we're fierce competitors, mm-hmm. on the course, we're still great friends in the paddock.
What do you expect to see this weekend, next Saturday? I mean, you guys, obviously, you're going to have a ton of bikes out there. Is this going to be a safe race? Are people going to take chances? And how long are the races?
Well, I think with the course layout, it's going to be tough, you know, because we're going to be combining a lot of speed coming into turn one and then have to slow it down dramatically to enter the infield. But, yeah, I expect it's going to – hopefully everyone will go out there with the right mindset that we're doing it for fun, but it's still a race.
Right.
No matter what.
You get that.
Once the green flag goes, you know, the competitive mode kicks in, and it's time to race. So.
Yeah. Well, and again, you guys, how many bikes are you bringing?
I have two myself. Mm-hmm. I have a Supermoto Husaberg FS650 that I'm bringing, and then I've got my little super mini super bike that I'll be bringing. So it'll be fun to watch me on my little bike with 12-inch wheels. And, you know.
What do the bikes look like? How can we pick you out from the stands? What do you look like? You got your
Well, I've got fluorescent bright yellow leathers.
Oh, nice.
And, my bike number is 411, so it's pretty easy to remember.
And let me ask you, you know, with what you guys do with the bikes, and you race other places, where are some of the other events you go to, and do you do dirt as well? Are you strictly asphalt? I mean, where are some of the places you guys run throughout the year besides what we know at Five Flags and Mobile?
Well, I run WIRA, which is a road race association, and I do a lot of their races during the course of the year, and then they have a Grand National Final at the end of the year. I've won multiple national titles over the last couple of years, and with the Supermoto, basically running in D Superbike and Clubman classes, and then in the mini class, we race those and WIRA as well. And then, of course, you're familiar with the SMARs that we do. I don't do any dirt any longer. I used to do some with Florida Supermoto from 09 to 12, but I just haven't done any dirt, you know, combination courses in a while.
So. It's nice because you don't have to clean the bikes as much, right?
Yeah, true.
I know how it goes. Well, man, we appreciate you coming on. You have a great New Year's, and I can't wait to shake your hand, and hopefully we'll be doing that interview in Victory Lane with you. One more time, how can people find your business online?
Well, you can find us at turn1performance.com.
Okay, and we'll look it up.
We're also on Facebook as well, yes. We're on Facebook as well.
Well, John, thank you so much, and go tweak on the bike. We'll see you next Saturday.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Again, and that's a guy right there you're going to have to keep an eye on, the 411. Again, that's who's going to be looking bright neon yellow. I love it. John Cohorn racing with the motorcycles next weekend. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk Ratty Rods and kids at the hospital. What a great Monday it was with Kane Motorsports. Lee Red Dog Reynolds, his family was there, and Tyler Bean, Fox 10, was there. It was a big event. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to all the sponsors that make the show come around. Five Flag Speedway, the Sweat Hog Grand Prix coming up next Saturday with the motorbikes and also those front-wheel drive cars. I just can't wait for this. $5 to get into the stands, only $20 for the pits, so it's going to be some good stuff. And also thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service right there at Government and Butler. Also want to thank Robbie Bobby McClendonshire with D&D Cycles coming on, also Russell Lovett and John Cohorn. Now, this past Monday, we had a big group of folks from families to friends that donated money for us, Kane Motorsports, to go out to the USA Women's and Children's Hospital to put some smiles on some kids' faces. And we put it out on Facebook, and we've got some special partners and friends that have really helped out quite a bit with a couple of big families. And it was no different when we put out the call that Ratty Rods of the South, who we have become good friends, Billy Bob and Sue Otto are good folks, and they love the Rat Rods. And if you don't know what a Rat Rod is, you're fixing to find out. Billy Bob, good morning from Tennessee, right? Knoxville area today.
Yes, sir, Kane. We're up in Tennessee headed toward New York, but I just want to take a minute and thank the Women's Children's Hospital and thank you and Michelle Long for inviting us to go to the hospital. For our T-shirt sales, sticker sales, we were able to buy some toys and bring down and give out to the kids. And if people hadn't ever been around in that situation, just the look and the smiles, all the smiles on them kids' face whenever we drove up grabbing them boat up.
And you know, I was smiling too, I ain't gonna lie.
I had a lump in my throat.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, and you know, we like to do this, and we like to try to get as many folks involved. You can also follow us all the time on Full Throttle Racing. Look us up with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook, or just Full Throttle Racing. You'll see my ugly mug up there. But you'll see all the stuff that we do. And again, to partner with you guys, and there were two kids there that, just to share, that it was the first time that these kids have been out of their hospital room since their surgery. And they all the kids had different ailments that they looked great and they were doing good and they were so happy, like you said, the smiles. One child hadn't been out of his room in 4 weeks, the other one had been 6 weeks, and they got to pick their toy from a wall full of toys outside, and just to see the joy. And again, thank you to Linda Green, who brought the pace car, Miss Ida Fields from Mobile International Speedway, brought checkered flags, the purple ones and the black and white ones, and of course helmets for all the kids. And what the USA Women's and Children's Hospital does is they take donations throughout the year, and of course Santa Claus gets to come and bring the toys to the kids. We weren't able to go up because of infections and things like that, but they were able to invite some of the family members and kids that are able and stable to come down to do that. And what a wonderful experience it was.
It was, Kane, and like I said, it was just the smiles on them children's faces after not being out of their room for so long and everything.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I would do it every year now.
Yeah, and probably twice a year. We're going to get something in the summer like we talked about off the air. Now, you guys from Ratty Rods of the South had some amazing looking machines. Who brought them and what were they?
Yeah, John Gardner brought his Studebaker pickup truck out of Foley, Alabama, and Jonah Musselwhite out of Florida brought her 49 Chevy.
Yeah, and it was cool. And I feel bad for John a little bit because when we were driving back up, I don't know if you've ever been to the Women's and Children's Hospital, but they got some pretty big speed bumps, and I went ahead and, you know, you're in a race car, you got to goose it a little bit. So I got on there and I slammed down the brakes before one of them, but he ramped one of those and broke his steering. I couldn't believe it.
He was airborne on a second speed bump.
I know. I'm like, but you know what? The people around loved it.
It's just the look on the kid's face. I hope next year we have a bunch more people coming. And I want to thank all the sponsors that help us out and donate so we could buy the toys for the kids. I want to thank my wife for being able to, you know, sit there at the house and sell the shirts and, you know, help us collect money off the shirts and everything.
Yeah, and again, we had other folks there, including, of course, Lee Red Dog Reynolds that was helping out, which was just a big, big help, handing out some of those helmets and things. And again, we had a lot of folks that also helped us out with just the actual fundraising itself, a lot of fans and a lot of special people. So, again, like David Edmondson was one, Frank Griffith also. I want to thank Jay Wells. All these guys were huge financial sponsors for this. And, again, with the Ratty Rods of the South, can you explain to folks, we got about three more minutes of the show, what you guys do throughout the year, and what is a Ratty Rod? I know what it is, and I love them.
Yeah, what we do, we take an old body. You can take like a 47 Chevy or, you know, just any old-style car body, and we practically put them on S10 frames, mm-hmm. and you can airbag them to where you can set them on the ground, and they're all built to personal. You know, different people look at cars differently, and they have their own ideas. You build it from the heart.
Yeah.
You build it from your heart. And like I always said, the louder the prouder, and them kids loved them.
Yeah, yeah, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I mentioned Jay Wells. He actually just bought a Ratty Rod, and he's working on it, too. So I think the bug has bitten him as well. And it's not hard once you see these things. So, well, what's good for you guys for New Year's? And this is a little bit of a slower time, but if we want to build a Rat Rod, how can we do it, and can you guys help?
Yes, we have several people all over in Tennessee and everywhere else that help from the ground up, mm-hmm. as far as frames and everything. All they got to do is go to Ratty Rods of the South on Facebook, and we have everybody, you know, that builds and everything on site right there.
Well, I tell you what, I want you guys to have a safe trip up to New York. Be careful. Have a blessed New Year, my friend, and we're looking forward to doing more good things for the community and, of course, those kids that are fighting cancer with Ratty Rods of the South. So you make sure to have yourself a great trip and a happy New Year, my friend.
All righty, Kane, and we appreciate everything you and Michelle does.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, my brother. And again, he's a great guy right there, Ratty Rods of the South, and his wife also, again, Billy Bob and Sue Otto, big parts of what we do with childhood cancer, so we can't thank him enough. Also want to remind you guys about all the great sponsors that help Kane Motorsports. I know right now Mike Jackson has been, Matthew Jackson been working hard on the hot rod for the Bombers, and I think within the next, month and a half, we'll probably be testing first race of the season for Kane Motorsports, and a lot of the local drivers will be that ARCA race in Mobile International Speedway. Tommy Prater will be coming on later in the next couple of weeks to talk about ticket sales and the event itself. And if you've not been, I believe this is the third or fourth year. It's just huge, and it gets so big, and it's really becoming a keystone event. And what a great way to start the event, racing season at Mobile International Speedway, with those very cool jukeboxes that everybody wins. So kudos to Tommy Prater for making a great thing there. We'll talk about that. So thank you also to Robbie Bobby McClendon Shire with D&D Cycles. Again, he's getting ready to bring the circus, and it is going to be big. We're talking about the Sweat Hog Grand Prix at Five Flag Speedway. Again, you can find out more at fiveflagspeedway.com. Follow us on Facebook at Full Throttle Racing, and we'll make sure to give you all the goodies. Also, Russell Lovett loves what he's doing, and I love what he's doing with his Motorsports Weekly show, and you can listen to it online at performancemotorsportsnetwork.com. John Cohorn, one of the guys that you will be able to blame that he helped with the road course, you motorcycle guys, and you car guys, for the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. It's going to be some tight, tough turns, so y'all be careful. And again, Billy Bob and Sue Otto, it's a big part of what we do. We thank you guys so much. We'll be live again next year. It's the last one for this year, but next Saturday it will be a big show due to the fact that we do have the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. We're going to get some of the drivers that are going to be driving in the event there. Also, Robbie, and of course, we'll just talk a little bit about some of the pre-testing that we're seeing. And there's a couple other big races here in January coming up that we'll let you know about. So for now, that's going to do it. You guys have a great weekend. Happy New Year to you all. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Time to go start working on that race car. Love y'all.